Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Excellent reviews for the science fiction thriller Psychedelic Prophet, Book 1 by Glenn Siegel. A clandestine agent from a distant star recruits a band of eclectic prospects to accomplish a perilous mission. He misrepresents himself as the messenger, a biblical-like prophet, and launches a new religion as a cover. I'll throw in the Grateful Dead, the spirit of Jerry Garcia, a fierce adversary bent on destroying the messenger, and a wealthy realtor with a personal score to settle, and you've got an excellent book. Political and paranormal satire abounds in a story that touches every aspect of our harried lives. Glenn Siegel is a 56-year-old living in Northeast Philadelphia with his wife Joanne, daughters Kelly and Samantha, and son Jacob, employed as an optician and a realtor. Lively discussions, travel, or goals for the future, and more writing are what he likes to do. Glenn Siegel, author of Psychedelic Prophet Book 1, joining us on This Week in America. Glenn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
What an interesting mind you have in coming up with the story. What a great world you've created. Where did you write this novel, and why did you write this novel? Where did this story come from?
Okay. I was an optician, like you said, and I was managing a store in an offbeat area where there wasn't too much traffic all the time. And I was reading novels, and I was reading biographies. And then I said to myself, hey, opportunity knocks. So I had always been a writer. I had written poetry since I was about 8 years old, and I wrote a lot of short stories. When I was going, I picked up another book called The Stand by Stephen King. Tucked into it was a short story I had written called The Messiah. And that was about Jesus coming back, and he's in Philadelphia, and he's not a happy camper because he sees everything around it, how our society has deteriorated and how people don't love each other like they should. So I started from that concept, and I started writing, and I came up with it was called Divine Intervention at first, and I changed the name to Psychedelic Prophet.
Glenn Siegel, our guest on the program. His book is Psychedelic Prophet, Book 1. Book available at the usual places. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com. You touched on this, but the inspiration for the story, where did all of these different elements come together to form the story? You've got a very vivid imagination that as a reader, we love that. But where did all the inspiration for the elements of this story come together?
All right, Rick. I've always been interested in religions and how each one has a different angle that they believe is the truth. And when I was a kid, I read a book called The Golden Bough, which had like every religion in the world. And, I was always thinking about that. Then when I got older and, I was always into science fiction, I thought to myself, well, when we leave this planet, we're not going to leave in like the United States of America, like Neil Armstrong, that type of thing. We're going to leave in like-minded people, like the Pilgrims, something like that. So in my head, I came up with the whole thing that when we do leave this planet, we're going to settle different planets, and it's going to be different religions because that's like-minded people. And if you're going to take a long trip through space, that's what I would think. It would be Christians, it would be Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhism, and each planet would be from that, that they settled on, they would give it maybe biblical names or different kinds of names. And that's sort of my preface of saying that. So then I said, okay, this world here, Earth, we're in big trouble. We need some kind of help. So I was thinking that that in somewhere in space they maybe would try to help us, and that's what the premise of my book is. The messenger, who is the protagonist in this novel, comes here to try to chill out our world a little bit.
It's interesting the thought process that goes into your creativity. The book is Psychedelic Prophet, Book 1 by Glenn Siegel. What an interesting world that you've created. And again, the thought that you put into that. Tell us about the setting for the story. You've got this concept in your mind that develops into the book, Psychedelic Prophet, Book 1. Talk about the setting. How did you come up with the setting for this?
Well, the setting is in Philadelphia and the suburbs mainly. That's where I've always pretty much lived, and and Philadelphia is a very unique place to be. So I use and the characters in my book also, a lot of them were friends of mine. A lot of them are no longer with us, from either the drugs or alcohol or just stupidity. But I figured what I love my friends, and I figured what's a better salute to them than to have their personalities and their characters in my book. So like a lot of the characters like Kevin Ryan in my book and Scott Wexler and Guy Meizen, they're all friends of mine that I grew up with, and I figured they all had their problems, and I figured that to bring it forward into the book, if the messenger could help them with their problems, but maybe actually change them a little bit as human beings from his advanced type of technology, it would be pretty interesting how that turned out.
Well, and it is interesting how all of that turns out. And you've got all of that going, and then you introduce the Grateful Dead. Talk about how the Grateful Dead plays a role in your novel, Psychedelic Prophet.
Well, I'm a big Grateful Dead fan, Grateful Dead head, you might call me, and I always really respected Jerry Garcia and the rest of the band, and when I was growing up, I was turned on to them by these same friends that I have in the book. So I said, wouldn't it be interesting if they turn this guy who comes and who's a lot smarter than they are, has a lot more knowledge of the universe and and everything else. What if they turned him on and he really dug the Grateful Dead, and he saw that as a way to advance his mission, which is to launch a new religion, which is called spinning modulation in my book. And I figured that would be a great way. And also later in the book, he actually is in touch with Jerry Garcia's spirit. Now that whole thing came from a book called In the Spirit by a lady named Wendy Weir. It's Bob Weir, who's in the Grateful Dead's sister, who's able to be in touch with spirits. And after Jerry Garcia died, she was in touch with his spirit. And after I read that book, that really brought everything together with me. And I said, why don't my protagonist in my book use Jerry Garcia to try to spread the word? And that's how the Grateful Dead is a part of the novel.
We got the Grateful Dead, the spirit of Jerry Garcia. I don't know about you. I still have a hard time realizing Jerry Garcia is not with us. And one of the reasons, right now, I've got one of his ties on. I mean, he just keeps cranking out the ties. You forget he's not with us anymore. But thank God for the music and for the ties that Jerry Garcia left us. Talk a little bit about the protagonist and the antagonist in the book Psychedelic Prophet. How you develop those?
Okay, well, the protagonist is a guy named the Messenger. He gets in touch with the two main characters in my other characters in my book, Bob Griffin and Lisa Holmes. He actually they're driving, and he actually pulls the car off the highway and goes into a realm where he can communicate with them, and he tells them where to meet him. And then that's another whole thing that I just stumbled into. I call it the Patterson in Retirement Enclave up in Ottsville, which is about like 30, 40 miles outside of Philadelphia. It's in a more rural area. And he has the actual Bob Griffin's truck. He actually is able to get that to turn off the road in the spot where this retirement enclave is at, and that's how they actually meet him. They're not really sure what's going on, but once they go in and meet him, and he sort of convinces them that he's a supreme entity, that he can do things that nobody else can do. He actually leaves with them that night and goes back with them, which surprises the hell out of them. And he knows that the guy Bob Griffin at the start of the novel is a mechanic, so he stays that night in the in the garage, the auto garage. And that starts out from there. The Messenger is a like you had said at the beginning, he's a clandestine agent. He's somebody who was sent from a planet called Mordecai to chill us out. and he can do it any way he wants to. He chooses to start the new religion called spin and modulation, which is based on vibrations. And he's just trying to really help our world mature and you know, and with the technology we have in this world, everybody's able to use it, but nobody even understands anything about how the quantum physics came to come up
Oh,
with all with
yes.
cell phones and our modern world. And he's just really sent here to try to get us on a more even keel. Now, the antagonist, this guy named Kreml, he comes from a radical Muslim star system, and he tracks the messenger on his journey here and actually comes here to foil his plans of chilling everything out. What this guy wants to do is bring Sharia law as quickly as he can to the planet. And that's what he does. He goes around and tries to push the radical Muslim agenda, and you know, he has you know different powers that he can use that has you know that we do not have on Earth at this stage of our development.
You can see why the book is getting such excellent reviews. The science fiction thriller, Psychedelic Prophet, Book One by Glenn Siegel, our guest on the program. Send it to stratton-press.com. The publishers, they'll have a copy of the book in their book section there. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Mentioned before, some of the characters, they're all very colorful that you have in the story. Give us a little bit about some of the other main characters in Psychedelic Prophet.
All right, like I mentioned before, you have Bob Griffin, which was he was a mechanic. His mother had died 10 years earlier. She was killed by a drunk driver, and him and his brother Jimbo, they live with the father, George Griffin, in a row house in Northeast Philadelphia. And Bob is like I said, Bob along with Lisa is the first disciples that, or if you will, or followers that he gets. Now, Lisa Holmes, which is this guy's girlfriend, she comes from a really wealthy family. Her dad, Nick Holmes, owns a really big real estate corporation, and they live on a really nice estate out in Rydal, PA, which is one of the nice suburbs of Philadelphia. And he's a very controlling guy, and he wants his daughter to go to finish her degree at Temple University and become a teacher. And when this whole thing starts and they get recruited, she's going in a different direction, which gets this guy, Nick Holmes, very, very, very angry. And you know, he's another one who tries to foil the messenger. And then I have people that I grew up with. I have this guy Scott. I changed some of their names. Scott Wetzler. He was a very good friend of mine. He was hooked on methadone his whole life. He talked really fast. He was in your face type of person. Things like that. And then I have this guy Mizen, who was like the opposite. He was like a real hippie guy. He was a very good musician. He used to just play his guitar for us, and we would name any song he could play it. And he was always on downs and things of that nature. And you know, his last time I had really seen the guy, I don't know if he's still alive or dead, but his life was spiraling out of control. And then I have my friend Kevin Ryan, who he passed on also a few years back. He's one of my best friends. He was just a typical brawling Irishman. He me and him would go around and we would hustle pool games, things of that nature. He was always, you know, picking up different women at different bars he was at, and he was always getting in trouble with the law and things of that nature, you know. And he didn't like anybody that was saying anything false or a lie. He would just punch him in the face. He was a real character. And you know, so I figured, why make up characters from scratch? I do have some characters in there that are made up totally in my head, but a lot of the people, you know, come from like people that I've known. I've
Yes.
led a pretty interesting life. My friends always say that I should be just writing about my life story rather than fiction, but maybe someday I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking a memoir would be good, an autobiography would be good. Glenn Siegel is our guest on the program. That's Segal. The book is Psychedelic Prophet, Book One. Two other characters I want to mention briefly. What's the relevance of Sloane and her daughter Amber in the series? How do they fit in?
Well, they're very important. Sloane is not somebody that I known, but I have it, you know, that it all came together that she is one of the, you know, Lisa's best friends. Now, her childhood was really messed up. Her dad physically abused her, like, almost every day of her life. He was a drunk. And she just one day snapped and actually killed her parents, lit a fire and killed them in the book. And what happens is that the only thing that really matters to her in life is she gets pregnant by a gentleman that she just knew, who was a musician for a little bit. And she has a daughter named Amber Lynn. And Amber Lynn actually, this girl Sloan doesn't know, but she actually has the bloodline going all the way back to Jesus. And this guy Jeff that she hooked up with actually has the bloodline from like Mary Magdalene. And Amber Lynn is actually going to be like the next Messiah. But that's not brought out to my book until later on. But right now, she's somebody that is very, very worried that her mom is losing her grip on reality. And her mom was infiltrated by this evil guy Kreml, and so what he's doing is having her see hallucinations, and she keeps on he makes sure that she sees hallucinations of her father, which is like freaking this girl out. And and Amber is very worried about her mom. Her mom talks to herself and is just crying all the time and is coming unglued. And Amber's just turning to the only one she knows, like who is Lisa, who's you know, her mom's best friend, and that crowd to try to help her out. And they sort of are there for Amber as much as they can be.
You know, a colorful group of characters, to say the least. That's what makes this story so compelling. The book is Psychedelic Prophet by Glenn Siegel. I mentioned it's book one. A couple minutes left in the program. I got to ask you, book one, people are reading it going, okay, what's happening next? What other books are coming up, and how are you coming with them?
Well, the second book in the series, which is called The Sphere, I have out. And I published it, but when I published it, it was actually published under the old name Divine Intervention, you know, book two, in the realm. But I have been working on perfecting that. And I also, the third book in the series, is written. I just have to polish it up a little bit. I was hoping that the first book would take off a little bit and give me a little bit of space to finish the second, the third book, and republished the second book. And I'm an Uber driver, so I went on Social Security as early as I could when I was 62. That thing you said at the beginning of the book, I was 56 back then. I'm actually 63 years old now. Going to be 64. July 4th is my birthday, and I just thought that would be okay.
Well, it's interesting, and you sound very young. All this creativity is keeping you young. And keep the books coming. We'll keep checking stratton-press.com is where you'll find this one, Psychedelic Prophet. You say this is paranormal satire. How do you define that genre? What exactly is that?
Well, I think of the paranormal with anything having to do with religion. But at the same time, like I said at the beginning, I get very frustrated because I was raised an Orthodox Jewish person, and you have to buy my bar mitzvah. I saw the guys always arguing with each other. They would, you know, have the Torah open and be arguing and everything. And I thought, well, let me look. You know, I had even before that, like I said, been into religions, and I thought that like everybody has an angle. And then right after what happened at 9/11. You know, where people killed all those people because their ideology, and they thought that they think they're right and everybody else is wrong. I just have a problem with that. I don't think anybody knows what really goes on after we die. And I'm very much into the whole death trip and everything. I write a lot of nonfiction blogs about things of that nature and everything. So that's what I call the satire. The whole satire is that everybody thinks that they're right. You know, but there's only going to be one right person, or maybe one of them.
Not everybody is right. I've got about 30 seconds or so here, but I want to ask you about Kreml. Who is Kreml?
All right. Yeah, Kreml has a lot of superpowers that we don't, that we don't have here now. And his whole thing is to mess up the mission of the messenger. And he actually steps in and actually he also what Kreml can do, it's another very scary thing that I have in my book, is he can go into people's dreams. And actually, one of the characters, Kevin Ryan, which I said, he learned how to battle him in his dream, in the dreams, and sort of like vanquish him. But this guy Kreml, it doesn't does he the only thing he wants to do with this world is, like I said, with the different angles of he wants to just spread Sharia law because he thinks that's the only way that a planet should be and people should be under that type of rule.
The book is excellent. Psychedelic Prophet, Book One by Glenn Segal, our guest on the program. Glenn is G-L-E-N-N, Segal, S-E-G-A-L. Find it wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com, the website. Go to the bookstore and you'll find it there as well. Glenn, a pleasure having you on the program and sharing that mind of yours. I love this world that you've created. I love the characters. I love the situations. An excellent job. Looking forward to books 2 and 3, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
Can I say one more thing? I actually just wrote a children's book called The Magic Passiflier, along with a song. My brother-in-law is a musician, and I'm working on a novel right now called Heaven Sent a Blanket, which I think will, if it gets published and gets out there, will give the world some needed healing. That's what I'm trying to do now with my life.
Well, we need comfort, and it sounds like you're on the right track with that as well. Please stay in touch, and hopefully those will be published, and we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. Glenn, thank you for this has been fun. Went by too quickly. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure. And take care. I like what you're doing also.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Glenn Segal, our guest. The book is Psychedelic Prophet, Book One. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.